Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Fennell, for tonight, March 4th, and our guest tonight is Joelle Lyons of Joelle Skincare. But before we get to Joelle, I wanted to just let everybody know that if you want to join the conversation tonight, you can call in at 914-803-4399. Again, that's area code 914-803-4399, or you can email your questions and comments to info@illusionsbeauty.com. You can also join my sister Denise in the Beauty Lounge, which is the chat room, to make comments or ask questions. And Denise, do you have anything for us?
Just a few things. Just wanted to remind everybody, if they are attending the Meet and Greet Beauty event in Durham next Saturday at Beleza Couture Studio, to please make sure you RSVP to icbeautytour@gmail.com. That's icbeautytour@gmail.com. And just the IC is short for Illusions Cosmetics. Also, the beauty deal for this week was 20% off of all orders at illusionsbeauty.com, and that will be in effect until Saturday evening, 11:59 p.m., so make sure you take advantage of that. And our beauty tip for today is never use anything on or around the eye that was not meant to be used there. It may cause irritation and infection. Also, one last thing, if you would like to submit your beauty tips to be read on the show, please email us at info@illusionsbeauty.com.
Great. Tonight's guest is Joelle Lyons, and we just want to just jump right in. And instead of me introducing her, I'll have her introduce herself. So hello, Joelle. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Could you just start off by letting us know who you are, what you do, where you're from? Just give us a little bit of information about you so that, you know, the listeners can get an idea of what, you know, what's going on.
Well, I'm a medical esthetician, and I'm originally from Ohio, but I did all my training in Chicago and just recently came to the Maryland, D.C. area. I currently am the esthetician to the First Lady, and I also do skincare at Gila Spa in Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Great. Now, let me ask you, you said you are a medical esthetician. For those out there who don't know the difference. What's the difference between a medical esthetician and just an esthetician?
Well, an esthetician, basically we're all licensed to be estheticians. I had additional training under a plastic surgeon and dermatologist. My training altogether was 4 years. So when you get out of school, you can work in a spa as an esthetician, you can sell products, you can work for other skincare companies, but as a medical esthetician, you get to do more invasive treatments. You can do laser treatments, deeper chemical peels, and you're introduced to more of the latest technology, and you're usually working under a physician's license as well.
Got you. So pretty much you're not limited to how you can treat the skin.
Exactly. So with me working, you know, I'm a medical esthetician even at Gila Spa, so I'm doing laser hair removal, IPL treatments, Fraxel, all of those things. You know, I'm able to do everything because there's a doctor on the board there. So I can, because I'm a medical esthetician, I'm able to do the services whether he's there or not.
Gotcha.
Right. So you train usually under a doctor first, and then you get certified in all the different lasers and things that they do, and then you're able to do the in-office procedures.
Okay. I see.
Just more additional training.
Got you. Just some more additional training. What's the importance? Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about the spa that you work at.
Well, Gila Spa is actually in partnership with Ted Gibson Salon, and Ted Gibson is a well-known stylist and celebrity stylist.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I think, I just came there in July, so they had been actually open since 2008. And
We
offer everything. So we have the hair, the nails, massage. We have the full medical spa and the full spa. So from your basic facial all the way to your laser treatments to Botox, and we even have a plastic surgeon on staff who does plastic surgery consultation. So you name it, we do it there. We do the makeup, we do the brides, we do events. We just had an event tonight, actually. We're always having parties there, some charity event or something like that. But I had to get out of there because I had to call in. No problem. We had an event there tonight. I think it's Fashion for Paws had their charity event there tonight.
Okay.
So the only thing that we don't have there is a boutique of clothes. That's what I say. We do everything else except dress you.
Gotcha.
Right. You know, we're located above, you know, we're next to Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany's, you know, so technically we can clothe you too.
Right, exactly.
This is not inside our facility, so.
Well, let me ask you, you said you were Michelle Obama's personal esthetician. Were you working with her in Chicago or?
Yes.
I heard you say you were trained in Chicago.
Right, so I've known her for years. I've known her since 2000.
Okay.
Actually, the whole beauty team's from Chicago.
Right.
Right.
Gotcha.
So we're all here together, and we all work somewhere else as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good. So what is that like now that Michelle is in the White House? That's a little bit different from when you were in Chicago.
She's the same. So, of course, the difference is I'm there
right.
instead of she coming to me. But honestly, she is the same person. So it's not that different. It's just different that they're in a whole nother, you know.
What I mean is how different is it now that you have to go to her? And it's not just any house. Like, you could walk up just to the door and ring the bell. It's the White House. So how does it make
with
your
that,
job?
I'm not. I really can't give details about.
Right.
You
but
know,
I mean,
never
does it make
your?
Does it make your? I guess what I'm asking is, does it make your job a little? I guess a little harder to the fact that you have to go somewhere and, you know, there's certain security measures and things like that. Does it make your job a little harder with what you have to do? I mean, like, are you taking certain equipment in or?
No, I have everything there.
Gotcha.
So it's not more challenging, and, you know, I actually had this conversation just today with some other estheticians, and I can't think of, you know, anything greater that I'll do with my career right now. I'm having the most awesome experience doing this, and to be a part of something that is such a profound thing to happen in history and be that connected, I can't express enough how blessed I feel. And I could cure cancer, and I feel like I'm like, I'll never do anything greater than this.
Mm-hmm.
So everything about this opportunity and what I'm doing and the fact that, you know, it does, even though I knew her, I was still picked.
Right.
And out of everyone in the world that could have got picked. So my thing is, it wouldn't matter if I had to carry my equipment. It wouldn't matter what I had to do to go. It's the best thing that has happened in my career so far.
Wonderful. Tell us a little bit. Let's get a little bit into skincare.
Sure.
And first of all, I wanted to ask this because, you know, we all go through this. You know, in the winter, we tend to get extra dry.
Mm-hmm.
Now that spring is like a little bit over 2 weeks away, at least that's what it says by the calendar. We'll see what the weather is saying when it gets here. But now that spring is kind of around the corner, how do we prepare our skin for, you know, for the spring? Because I know about a few weeks ago I had alligator skin just from, you know, being dry, just rough, dry skin from throughout the winter. But now, you know, the spring is coming and the weather is changing just a little bit. How do we prepare our skin for the spring?
Well, actually, even if you want to just piggyback a little bit on winter, I always have my clients around September and October start preparing themselves for the dryness as well.
Right.
So,
what I was
going to
be my second half
need
of the question.
Right. So, but, you know, you rev up your moisturizer. You can add Aquaphor to a moisturizer that you're already currently using. And Aquaphor is something you can purchase at any drugstore. So if you're like, I really don't want to change my moisturizer because I really like it, but it just doesn't have enough emollients in it to, you know, keep me moisturized during winter, you can always add Aquaphor to give it more emollients and so you have a longer lasting effect with it. And now that you're getting into spring, what you want to work on is exfoliation because your skin was so dry and flaky, we need to get that old skin off. So I always tell my clients that if from the, you know, the neck down skin is completely different from the neck up. So with the face, there are several things you can do. And a lot of, I'm actually running a special right now, and I run it every year. It's called March Micro Madness. And it just means we need to get ready for spring. We need to get this dead skin off. And I always do a package of microdermabrasions or microderm with chemical peels so you get a deep exfoliation and the skin is renewed. And for the, you know, neck down, you can come in for a full body treatment, a full body scrub, and have the same thing. So
right.
In your area, or you can, of course, buy your body products at home and buy your facial scrubs at home, however you do it. And you need a full, deep exfoliation to prepare for winter. And then, again, you still need to replenish it with body oils and moisturizer as well. So, to me, spring is time to exfoliate.
Absolutely. So I guess that leads me, and I guess I probably should ask this question first. What are some of the basic things that all people should know about skin and how to care for their skin?
Well, first of all, you really need to know your skin type.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that can range from normal to oily to acne to dry to sensitive, all of that. And then after that's assessed, your skin changes with the season. So I always suggest that you want to have your skin assessed each season. You want to tweak your products for the season. And then you'll know for your skin type. You know, for me, I'm extremely oily in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really have to rev up my products for the summertime for that. And most of that is having acid-based products. But in the winter, I'm not producing oil like that. It's like a every now and then I'm just oily in the T-zone or I'm kind of dry. So I have to assess my products and make the changes for that season.
Right.
So, for, you know, first get the knowledge of what your skin type is, and then that'll help you better choose treatment and product for yourself when each season approaches.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't believe in a lot of product use. I'm more less is more. Make sure your products are power packed. You definitely, like, if you don't need 9 steps at night.
Right.
You know, I always say if you keep it simple, you'll be more dedicated.
Absolutely.
You know, if you've got so much to do, you're like, I'm just going to wash my face and go to bed.
Right.
It's too overwhelming. You know what I mean? So always keep my product simple. I don't think you should ever have more than 3 steps in skincare. Unless you are correcting something. If you're coming to me to have a physical change in your skin or you say, you know what, I have hyperpigmentation or I have melasma or, Joelle, I want to get rid of this wrinkle or I want to get rid of this spot. Okay, now we have to add an additional step because we're actually correcting something. But our goal is to get you back to 3 steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so have a cleanser that also has an exfoliant in it. That's going to remove the scrub part of your, you know, step. You don't necessarily have to have toner. Some, you know, water will bring your skin back to its natural pH or to its natural place so you're not stripping the natural oils. Some people with acne want that feeling, or people very early want oily, want that feeling of dryness from toner. But instead of toner, I would suggest using a salicylic or glycolic acid pad because now you power packed your step, you're still going to get the feeling of the toner, but it actually has a medicinal property in it that's helping resolve the problem.
Right.
So now you just have to moisturize. Make sure that your moisturizer is for your skin type as well. And if you're very oily, I tell my clients, you don't have to moisturize at night. Or you can say, you know what, I'm just going to moisturize at night, but I'm going to skip my moisturizer in the day because it's during the day I get more oily. So I always say have, like, your cleanser. Make sure it's a dual cleanser, so that'll relieve a second step. And then have a serum or something that's correcting or that's at least preventing any aging things or any breakouts. And then have definitely something to hydrate your skin. I mean, I know water is the number one way to hydrate your skin, but without your skin being hydrated, it does not receive products well and they do not work as effectively.
Right. What are some of the? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to go back to the hyperpigmentation because I just read a blog post today about hyperpigmentation. So can we talk a little bit about what that is, so that people understand exactly what it is, and you know where it comes from, and how we can treat that? Because most people, you know, they tend to do what's easy, and it's that is basically covering it up with a concealer, foundation, something like that. But, I mean, I think it's best to treat the hyperpigmentation before we start spending money and trying to buy things to cover it up.
Okay, well, hyperpigmentation, is, I know in black skin that the way people of color, and whether it's black skin, Indian skin, olive tone skin, anyone of color fights inflammation by producing more melanin in whatever area there is heat. For example, a pimple. There's heat, now there's darkness.
Mm-hmm.
If you just scratch yourself, there's a mark. Anytime you see red, you're going to see a spot or a darkness because all the melanin rushes there at the moment heat happens. So you have to have something that turns the melanin down. The cells that are producing that color are called melanocytes. And you will find in stores, you know, over-the-counter fade creams and all of that. And the main ingredient in most of them is 2% hydroquinone.
Mm-hmm.
And 2% hydroquinone will work on a dark mark, but it only works on the surface of the skin. It can't penetrate deep enough where the melanocytes produce more melanin in the area. So those cells still continue to make that color even when you stop using the fade cream.
Right, right.
So the first thing you have to do is get you a 4% hydroquinone, which you can get from your dermatologist. And if you don't have insurance, there's another product you can purchase online called Meloderm. And it's just as effective as the 4%. And you can just Google Meloderm, and it will give you the same effect that the prescription strength will. And what it does is it actually turns the cell down so that even when you stop using the product, once the darkness is gone, it's gone. A 4% hydroquinone can work on, I don't care if you had that scar when you were 5 years old.
Mm.
It can get rid of it. But it has to be have a strong enough percentage
right,
to turn the cell down. And if for those people who don't want to use hydroquinone, pure cocoa butter with vitamin E, just good old-fashioned Palmer's. Cocoa butter, seriously, in the purest form, will actually fade a spot. It just takes 6 to 9 months when
right,
you use it day and night. It just takes longer. Anything natural will work. It's just going to take longer.
What about soy? Because I know I used a, I forget what it was called from Carol's daughter. It's like, I think it's a scar butter that has soy in it. And it did wonders on some, you know, hyperpigmentation that I had on my wrist from a burn. I mean, it didn't totally get rid of it, but it did fade it a lot before I started using the hydroquinone.
Right, and you know what you can do, and I tell my clients, you can use your hydroquinone and your butters together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can put your hydroquinone first and your butter, too. You can always add it with it because that's what I do. I've never left the cocoa butter because I still feel it's going to help the healing process because the hydroquinone fades, but it doesn't heal a scar.
Right.
You know, your cocoa butter is going to make the scar look better.
Right.
But the hydroquinone is only there to turn the melanin down. That's it. You know, it really has no other function or how the scar is going to look. And if you're going to use the hydroquinone, only use it for 3 months and then take 3 months off. Because what can happen is it can make you sensitive again to the sun and rehyperpigmentate you.
Right.
And a there's another prescription called Triluma, I know, where they have like a Retin-A, an exfoliant in there, because it is important to exfoliate. If you want the quickest way, especially my clients who have melasma, which is the darkness on the sides of the face or on certain patterns of the face where you just have it in a patch.
Mm-hmm.
If you do chemical peels, if you do a series of chemical peels with the hydroquinone, I promise you, I don't care what spot you have, in 90 days it will be gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I chemical peel you, the lightener goes deeper. It just works faster. So now they have a prescription called Triluma where they've added a Retin-A, which is exfoliating the skin for you, and the hydroquinone is going on. So they understand that exfoliating will only make the product work faster and more effectively.
All right.
Well, what are some concerns What has been some concerns of some of your clients who have been women or people of color? What do you find are big issues for people of color when it comes to their skin?
You know, right now my biggest issues are adult acne and the scarring from adult acne, hyperpigmentation or dark spots, uneven skin, very oily skin, and enlarged pores. This seems to be my, like, 90% of people of color is what they come in. Is their, you know, common concern. And some of that's due to not having a good, you know, skincare regimen, but sometimes it's internal reasons. And I'm finding that a lot of people of color that are having adult acne or excessive oiliness is, number one, they usually have high sugar intake in their diet. Sugar will produce more... will overproduce oil in your sebaceous glands, so it makes them overactive.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's sugar in your sodas, if it's sugar, if you're doing a lot of, what is it, sugar-based, not just sweets, but you know how it's found in all these different foods.
Right.
It's like the base of a lot of artificial foods,
right.
You know. Well, we're not eating whole foods is what I'm trying to say, and sugar is the preservative used on artificial food, you know. And what happens is you get a lot of oil from that, and then that leads to acne too. Also, a lot of people are not having regular bowel movements, and I've had to put clients on a colon cleanse just to get their bowels moving so that they eliminate, and they can eliminate the toxins, because if you don't, you will get acne all over your body. You'll get it on your shoulders, on your back. You'll start getting it on your chest. That's all a result of your bowels not moving regularly.
Right.
And hormonal acne is due to, I'm on birth control, now I'm off birth control, now I'm on birth control, and then I switch. Or women having fibroids, or a woman going into menopause, she's having acne for the first time, and they got her on hormone replacement. That's usually the chin area, lower jaw area acne is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, and then really stress has led to all of the above. So now, if I'm stressed out, I'm getting cortisol in the stomach. Now I've got excess weight. Now I'm eating wrong. Now I'm stress eating. Now I have more sugar. Now I have acne. It's like everything's like a domino effect.
Right.
Well, it all started because I was stressed. Okay. And that led to this, and that's why I'm eating that, and that's when, okay, Joel, that's why I have acne. You know, so it all goes together. And also, believe it or not, the cell phone. I've told all my clients, you know what, clean your phone. They all have acne where they hold the phone.
Right,
and
right.
I said, there's so much bacteria on the phone. It's in your purse. It's on the seat. Your phone is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So then you set it on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got makeup on your face. Now you got makeup plus the bacteria. Plus the phone is hot, for God's sake.
Right.
Now you've added heat to bacteria.
And you're stressed.
And you're stressed. And you're constipated.
Right.
And I'm like, that is why we have a problem. So I think it's our lifestyle.
So
you know,
what do we do about it? I mean,
and I say, you know, we're not right. And I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to be honest. And I tell this to everybody, there is no cream that is going to cure. I'm telling you straight up.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy whatever you want, but if you got internal issues, you will have your skin problem.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. All that is a Band-Aid. It's a Band-Aid, but you need to deal with your internal issues that's triggering skin. Skin is just letting you know, it's our only line of defense that lets us know something is going on with us internally.
Right.
So when you have a rash or you have acne, you have whatever, that's a flag for you that you're not balanced inside.
Right.
So we got to approach your skincare inside as well as outside. For you to have a long-lasting result, for you to be in control of it and take control of your skincare, because you're like, hey, okay, this is going on. Okay, I need to do inventory. Okay, what's going on with me? You know, I haven't had a breakout in a long time. And I'm telling you, I am also victim to those when I'm high stress, or I'm like, here we go, because you know, we all get. You know, people say, well, I'm going to have my period pimple. You know, okay. I'm telling you, I don't even get that. You can set up your skin where you're not even getting your monthly breakout.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're already if you've already created an environment in your body that's high stress along with all these other things and how you eat, and if you're not eating right, yes, you are going to get acne before me anyway.
Right.
So I don't like people to think they just, you know, I just need to buy that cream and I just need to buy, yeah, you may see some minimal result, but the reason you get discouraged is because your problem keeps reoccurring. And that is because it's an internal issue that's causing it.
I agree.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you ever get men coming to you that have razor bumps?
That was Chicago. That was one of my biggest businesses because I can rid razor bumps totally. And that is something that I'm trying to get done here. I'm waiting for my laser for razor bump. Actually, as we speak, I was placing the order today. So the easiest – okay, I'm going to tell you things to control razor bumps, and then I'm going to tell you what you can do to completely get rid of them.
Okay.
Now, there's a product called Tin Skin. I know everyone's heard of it, but it can be very strong, but it does work. If you know, because laser will get rid of razor bumps completely.
Okay.
And if you are a man of color, you can only use a YAG laser. Don't let anyone else talk you into another laser because it will cause hyperpigmentation and it will burn your skin. There's only one laser for men of color, and that's called a YAG laser.
A YAG?
And what? Yes, YAG.
Okay.
And the YAG laser will do two things. You need about 6 to 8 treatments, but I can do a treatment where you can say to me, Joelle, I just want to stop my hair growth, or there can be areas where you just don't want your hair to grow at all, that I'll permanently remove so there's no hair growth. And this is for women because women get razor bumps too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can do the same thing for women, but men, you know, if you just have one laser treatment, your hair won't grow for 2 weeks. It thins the hair, so he's shaving maybe once every 2 weeks now. So he's not re-injuring the skin. The reason men have razor bumps is because when he shaves, because he's shaving so often, it inflames. And it, when it inflames, the hair curls and grows back in. It won't come straight out. When you have laser, I'm thinning the hair and stunting the hair growth. It's so thin, it comes out regardless. And now you're not shaving that much anyway. You don't have any inflammation anymore. And back to what I said before with the skin being dark there, it's because anyone of color who has heat, of course, has more melanin there. So you know where he shaves because the skin's so dark.
Right.
Because every time he inflames, more melanin goes there. So what I usually do is I do all the laser hair removal first, or I stunt his hair growth to the point he doesn't have the razor bumps anymore. Then he has the treatments of chemical peels, and he goes through a lightening agent to blend his skin back to the original color.
Gotcha.
Then I usually go over with some microderms to completely smooth out the skin. So it can be completely eliminated, laser treatment.
So speaking of the lightening agents, because I've been asked this question before, like when women shave their arms, and you know how, especially women of color with the darker hair, when they shave their arms and you know how, it, you know, it's like a dark spot under the arm, although it's shaved, can they use something to lighten that area up under their arms?
That's just it, because the friction rubs there, you're going to always have the melanin produced there.
Right.
You know, if it's rubbing, the problem is that your underarm's never not going to have something else touching it.
Right.
So even after you shave, because it's inflamed a little bit, you have more melanin. Now you're rubbing it with your arm. So the friction makes heat, and it just makes it rub where you shaved. So that's why you have melanin there. But you can have laser hair removal, and you won't have any darkness or hair. And you just eliminate both those problems. So
that's the key to a lot of the issues,
I mean,
huh?
Because, you know, I waited 5 years for a laser for people of color. When I was doing laser, we didn't have one.
Right.
I waited and waited and waited. You know, I was so excited when we could actually have laser, because everyone, the whole point was we could never laser someone of color because heat makes melanin.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been, yeah, we got rid of the hair, but we burned you up, and now you're all, you know, you have all this melanin, and now we got this other issue, but we don't have that problem now.
Right.
You can have laser. We have a specialized laser.
Gotcha.
And it doesn't create any of that. You don't have any burning, and you don't have any hyperpigmentation from it.
Do you find that more people of color are now getting more laser treatments?
Well, I will tell you that since I've been here, it's not as much as Chicago. You know, I probably had 50% people of color as clients. And here, 30,
mm-hmm.
25 to 30, you know, or just doing all the treatments that I do.
Right.
It's just not as, I think what it is I find myself having to educate this area more, and then they're willing.
Right.
And in Chicago, it was like, you know, did you get the laser yet? You know, it was like... You know, I was doing microderm in 2000 there on predominantly black people. And
mm-hmm.
here, it's still, you know, I never had microderm. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
We're way past microderm abrasion there.
Right.
You know, so I have noticed that that's the big difference here.
Mm-hmm.
But so I think it must be areas.
Gotcha.
You know, I think it just depends on where you live, what's popular, mm-hmm. and what people are doing.
Right, and what people know about, you know, some people aren't right. just educated to a lot of things.
Right. Well, they haven't been introduced by their esthetician or
right.
whomever about the treatment. I don't, you know, I think it's just they haven't been introduced to it.
And some haven't been introduced to an esthetician.
Right, because I hear that a lot, too. Because everyone's
yeah.
like, what are you exactly?
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. You know. I always tell people I'm a skin specialist because they're like, what? They always think I'm the one that puts you out before surgery.
Right.
I'm like, no, that's the anesthesiologist. But they think I'm the one that puts you out, right? They're like, oh, God, you're the one that puts me on. No, it's not me. I just do the skincare. I don't.
You don't go that far.
No. And that's a doctor, for God's sake. You know, no, I'm not
yeah.
a doctor.
Right.
You know, some people sometimes think I am, but they think some, you know, but it's just that, you know, their esthetician, everybody knew what it was. It was, you know, it was different. But I will tell you, when I started in 2000, aesthetics still wasn't huge. You know, I still had to tell people I was a skin specialist.
Mm-hmm.
They would, let alone know what it is, they really didn't know how to spell it. It was always a big deal. Oh, my
oh,
God,
yeah.
what is that? And oh, my God, how do you spell it? And all the difference is too much. It's like skin specialist.
Right. Is it ATS or is it
No,
ATS?
So let's just roll with that.
Right. Skin specialist. Now, you spoke a few minutes ago about, you know, the high intake of sugar. What, I guess I should say, what are some of the effects that food have on the skin?
Well, I think, you know, high sugar products definitely, you know, play the biggest part. You know, because that came from people saying, chocolate gives me pimples. It's not the chocolate, it's the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Soda doesn't give it to you, it's the corn syrup.
Yeah.
See, it's your ingredients in your food. And we're on a diet of preservative foods. We're not eating whole foods. We're eating stuff with all kinds of names you can't pronounce.
Right.
You know, I personally have an allergy to aspartame. There's so many things I can't eat, right? I can't have anything that's sugarless. Everything has aspartame in it. Everything
mm-hmm.
has artificial sweeteners. I just happen to have an allergy to it. But food, you know, it's your basic, you know, it's not, I'm not going to say anything that everybody else hasn't told you. Whole foods, fruit and vegetables. Drink your water. All that matters. But I just think because We're living out of fast food restaurants right now. We're eating everything that's processed. We're just having a response to that, our skin and our body.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming out, and you're seeing it in your skin. So just understand, when you're putting all this in your body, it is going to leave your body any way that it can. And unfortunately, it'll leave, you know, whether it's acne on the body or rashes, anything, it'll leave, you know, it's going to leave.
Right.
But there's foods, of course, that you know, you can, and plus you can do supplements like skin, hair, and nail supplements. You can go to Whole Foods. You can find a lot of skin supplements. Or, you know, like one of my tricks at night, and I always, you know, you can buy vitamin E capsules and break them open and put them on your face at night as a moisturizing treatment. They work so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if you don't want to take them orally, you can apply them to the skin. But you can, you know, eat all of the whole foods, like the fruits and vegetables, all do something great for the skin. They're great antioxidants. You know, the green teas are great antioxidants, the white teas. But understand that just like everyone says, you know, the right foods to eat and all of that, yes, it also will have your skin looking great too. It's just like if you're working out and you're eating right, your does look better. You just do. Your skin looks better. I mean, really? I mean, we've all been there. You just,
right.
Everything about you looks better. When you're eating right, when you're drinking the water, you know, when it's from January 1st to January 15th or when however many days we go, well, you're like, I've never looked so good. Because, you know, January 1st, I decided that I'm not going to eat anything bad.
Right.
I'm going to the gym. I'm drinking my water, you know. And you're like, I feel better. I look really good. And somewhere around January 15th, you're like, this is overrated. You're going, no, it's okay.
Right, you don't even make it out of January.
Right, you're just like, you know, this is overrated. I don't have to do all of this. And then I will tell you, I was doing a phone call last week and just talking about, yeah, you know, January 1st, I was doing everything and I went through a cleanse, and she said, you know, all that snow that she just went to the store and bought everything, Doritos, Pepsi. I mean, she went to town, and my skin is just, it's just messed up. It was like, yeah, because you were totally in a detox mode. You were looking good. You were feeling good. And then there wasn't even a slow progression back to the food. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, you went straight to the other end, and all of her skin responded.
Oh gosh!
Like, what are you doing? You know, it was so clean and beautiful in here, and then boom. So, food matters. Everything you ingest matters. And if you drink a lot, you know, I'm not trying to put anybody out there.
Right.
But if you drink a lot, you will stay dehydrated. Your skin will have that real, how it feels tight.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's like that, you can't receive your products well. They just won't even work in that environment.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind, too, about consuming alcohol. Always drink the water with alcohol, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Joelle, for joining us tonight.
Sure.
Is there anything that you want to leave with the listeners that you feel is important that they should know about skin and caring for their skin?
Well, I just, you know, definitely understand that it's an inside job as well as an outside job.
Mm-hmm.
And get your skin assessed. You know, I offer free consultations, so you can call Heal the Spa anytime, and your consultation is absolutely free for me to assess your skin, tell your skin type, and tell you what products you need. And I always, you know, suggest that if you don't want to do monthly facials or you don't want to make the commitment to have, you know, be on a skincare regimen every single month. At least have your skin assessed four times a year or have a treatment four times a year.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Right. I mean, you know what? I say this all the time. We care about our hair and our nails, and the one thing people look at all day is our face, and I don't know why it's so low on the list.
Oh,
yep,
true.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely,
it's number one on mine. And
mine
because
too.
I'm like, no one's looking at nothing more than my face.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't care how much makeup you put on and how beautiful your hair looks. If your face is messed up, it's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I would want to, you know, I'm like, my face can be clear and beautiful and my hair can be messed up and I'm still cute.
Mm-hmm.
But you just can't always fix.
Yeah. Well, if your skin is messed up, it's going to show through the makeup anyway.
Right. And I'm like, what? I know you got that Louis Vuitton bag, but you don't want some micro right quick. You know, let me fix that for you. I mean, your bag is nice, but can I just fix that, please? So I would love for everyone to really. And I said, maybe that's my mission. I don't know. But I just want to, you know, my message, if I could get across to anyone, would be make your skincare a priority, not a luxury in your life. Make it a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Add it to your hair and nails fund, you know, because it is just as important as all those other things.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the old things are black don't crack and I don't need skincare. Trust me.
Right.
Trust.
It does.
You might not have wrinkles, honey, but you got some stuff now.
That's right.
So if you handle it now, you prevent other things from happening later.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But Joelle, before you leave, share with all of us what beauty means to you.
Well, beauty to me is an inside thing, you know, it's not just how beautiful we look on the outside because, and I know it's the old cliche, but beauty does come from within yourself, you know, it exudes in who you are. And I think that all those other things are bonuses. You know, if you're also beautiful on the outside, if you also, you know, look great on the outside and how in the clothes and the hair and all of that, because a person can open their mouth and they're just not beautiful anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the presentation. So it's your spirit, it's your soul, and it's your heart, and that's really what your beauty is. And you'll see that in a person right away, and you'll feel that from them, you know, because someone not with the best presentation can seem beautiful to you when you have a conversation with them or you just spend some time with them. So everything that I do, to me, it's just the bonus. It's just the icing on your cake. It's just the finishing touch.
Mm-hmm.
But you and who you are is what beauty really is.
Absolutely. And with that said, thank you so much again for joining us. And I haven't forgotten, I owe you a visit. So I will do just that, especially
and
after
make
you
make it
just
a priority, please.
That's right. So thank you again for joining us. We really do appreciate it.
Okay. And I enjoyed you all, too.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
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 And we have Miss Dee Dee Kelly. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're doing wonderful, wonderful. Just got finished talking about skincare with Joelle Lyons. She works at the Gila Spa in D.C., and then she's also Michelle Obama's personal esthetician.
Oh, great. That's fabulous.
Yeah, so she's going to get our skin in shape.
Now, Dee Dee, before
Michelle
we go
great.
Any, before we go, before we go any further, I just have to say I've been singing your praises all week long. Since
oh.
I saw the NAACP Image Awards.
Okay.
Because when Tamela Mann walked out on that stage, now we all know she's a beautiful woman inside and out.
Yes. Yes.
I don't care what, I've done Tamela's makeup dozens of times. I don't care what you put on her. She's beautiful.
Right?
But you worked her face like I've never seen it worked before.
Oh, thank you.
It was gorgeous.
And the thing about it was, we didn't even know you did her makeup. We, you know, just watching the show, my sister called me and was like, did you see Tamala? And I was like, yeah, and we were just talking about how beautiful she looked. And it wasn't until I saw a post on Facebook that I knew that you were the one who did it. So I was like, oh, my God, we've got to have her. We're like, this is perfect. We've got to have her come on and talk about
it. I love Facebook so much. Oh, my God. Facebook touches so many. Like, if you put one thing out there and you don't think people are paying attention to it, but they get it.
Yeah, they get
I love
it.
Facebook.
But it was just amazing. So you have to share with us. First, thank you for coming on to share with us. But you have
welcome.
To share with us what you did, what you used, whatever. Just tell us.
Okay. Well, I always start my makeup application with brows. I have to do the brows first for some reason because I can't see the rest of the face without the brows done.
Okay.
So if I got to pluck them, shave them, whatever I got to do, I got to get those brows done first because then I can see the shape of the face. So I use Strut Eye Pencil from MAC in her brows.
Uh-huh.
After I, you know, pluck the little hairs, a little stragglers. Yeah, her brows are pretty much done, but, you know, sometimes within a matter of days, 2 or 3 days, they have them stragglers that will come through.
Right.
And then I use a little bit of espresso underneath, like, to line the bottom part of her brows.
Mm-hmm.
And and I also highlight with a lighter concealer under the brow, at the brow bone, and over top of the brow so that it makes it pop even more.
Gotcha.
So then I always do eyes first before I do foundation. I don't know what it is about me. I can't do the opposite. Because I know I might not be the most cleanest makeup artist.
Yeah.
I like to get messy and do everything, and then I like to see it come to life. So I did do eyes first, and I did smoky in the corners, and I did gold in the inner corners, and then black and brown in the outer corners because her hair was fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That shortcut looks so good on her.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make, you know, that I had to put the gold in the corner to match the blonde that she had in her hair. And, you know, and I smoked those corners out so that people in the back row could see it.
Right.
You said you use gold on the inside corners.
Right, on the inside corners.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then on the outside, in the middle, I use like a reddish-brown eyeshadow and through the crease. And then on the ends of the corners, I use black, and I use a black liner.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke her up. I put 2 pair of lashes on her. No diva should go without 2 pairs of lashes. And then when I started doing her foundation, I used Makeup Forever, the HD. I love that stuff. Oh, my gosh. I don't know where it's been all my life.
Do you remember
I don't.
Okay.
That's the sad part. I don't remember. But when I contoured her cheeks, I do remember contouring her cheeks with 175, the Makeup Forever foundation, 175, because it's my complexion.
Oh, right.
And she's much lighter than me. So I use that as a contour for her cheeks and down her nose, down the sides of her nose, I should say, and a little bit under her chin.
Mm-hmm.
So after I laid her foundation, and I used the Makeup Forever translucent powder on top. I brushed it over top. I used a little bit of gold shimmer on top of her brow bone just to give it a little pop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a loose powder, and I think, believe it or not, it was something that I got from the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cheap, like Milani or one of those types.
Right.
And in addition to with her, when I contoured her cheek, I used, the blush I used was MAC. Which MAC was it? You know what I used? I also used the skin finishes. The deep dark.
The mineralized? Uh-huh.
Yeah, the mineralized skin finish. I used the deep dark for her contour, and then I used the medium as her, kind of like her highlight too, around her face, and then I use the dark around the outside,
mm-hmm.
just to bring it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And for her lips, I used like a mahogany and brown pencil together with gold and pink lip. Well, I used what did I use on her lip? A real like neutral MAC. What was it? Dang, I can't remember right now. I'm like, you know, like when working for MAC, all people always come in and get chestnut, and they get. What is that color?
They get chestnut, and they get
No,
it's like the burgundy one.
It's like a tan color.
Oh,
not cork.
I know.
No.
What was it?
Cork.
No. It was like, you know, like it was really popular. Like people would always buy Old Baby chestnut in this lip color.
Oh, you're talking about the lip. Okay.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name. I know exactly what you're talking about. I thought you were talking about a pencil at first. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's not a shame.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I use that like, and then I put like a little bit of gold and pink lip gloss on top to make it pop.
Mm-hmm.
And I also posted the performance on my Facebook.
Oh,
so
you
if did? Anybody want to go and see the performance again?
Oh,
yeah, I did it like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely beautiful.
Forget what she looked like. You can always watch the performance again.
Did you take any pictures of her?
Oh, yes. I think that's on my Facebook also.
That's
I just downloaded all the pictures from that weekend on my Facebook. And I also, that Saturday, I worked on a PSA for AIDS in the Black community. It was a Magic Johnson project.
Mm-hmm.
And I also worked with, like, TMR. I worked with a lot of celebrities that day. So I posted those pictures also.
Okay.
If you want to take a look at those. It was a great event. Like, I had a new celebrity every half an hour. And
I saw a picture of your on your Facebook with a good friend of ours, Tammy Townsend.
Yes. Oh, she's such a sweetheart.
Did you do her?
Yes.
She looked pretty too. I thought in the picture that I saw with you and her together, you had already done her makeup.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She looked really pretty.
I love her spirit.
Yeah, she
spirit.
Is sweet. She's real
mm-hmm.
sweet. And funny.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's funny on the Sherry Shepherd show.
I keep forgetting when that comes on.
It's Tuesday night. I haven't watched in a while because, you know, the season was over, so I didn't know if they were still showing the show or not. But it's Tuesday night. I hope they come back for a second season.
I do, too, because I love Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah.
And now I love Tammy.
Yeah, Tammy is nice. She's funny. Well, keep doing great makeup, Dee Dee, and, you know, we're going to be looking.
Yeah, so we're
going to be looking
for our little circles.
We're going to be trying to spot. Okay, that's Dee Dee Kelly right there. But, you know,
did Omarosa's makeup for the red carpet. You didn't see those pictures also.
Now, I was going to ask you about that because I know that you do her quite often, so I was going to ask you if you did her for the show.
Yes.
Good. How do you, quickly before we run out of time, how do you feel about this? Like, you know how every, like, artist, I should say, not everyone, but most, has something about their way of doing hair or their way of doing makeup. So everyone has this one signature thing that they do. How do you feel about that? Because sometimes when you're, you know, like when you have a thing that you do all the time, people begin to recognize your work. And that's good that people can say, okay, Dee Dee Kelly, you know, did her makeup, or Dee Dee Kelly, you know, did this or did that. But it gets to the point where especially I think you see it more with hairstylists, it gets to the point where you say, okay, I know Dee Dee Kelly did her hair. But you know what? Now this other client of Dee Dee's begin to look like the first client of hers. You know what I mean? Like your signature thing How do you feel about that?
I'm glad you asked me that. I've never really thought about that, but you're absolutely right. I think once you, when it's brought to your attention or you recognize that, that sometimes you do the same thing, that I think it's time to learn a new step. I think you need to, you know, say to yourself, okay, I'm being recognized for this now. I want people to guess. And, you know, and not say, oh, yeah, that was Dee Dee Kelly brows. I want them to guess was at my brows. Let me try something new. So what I would probably do, and what I think I'm going to do, now that you brought that to my attention, I'm thinking about that. I'm going to try and do, like, a different way just to see if I, you know, it not be the same effect but still get the job done and not, not be so stable. Yeah, because I'm not, like, you can tell when some people do people's hair because you're like, yeah, that's the same hairstyle. They get the same person.
Absolutely. And I think it is more recognizable with hairstylists than makeup because, you know, like you can do a brow one way, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you did that other person's makeup because the brow looks the same because some artists are very similar in the way they do brows or, you know, the way they do whatever. So it's more easier to be seen when you're looking at hairstyles, I think.
You're right. I agree with you.
So,
because hair, you can change colors, you can change lengths. You can make it big. You can make it small. Yeah, I agree.
Cool. Well, we've run out of time, so thank you, Dee Dee, for joining us. I really do appreciate
you
giving us that little beauty breakdown.
I love you, girls.
Oh, thank you so much. And we'll be seeing you very soon.
Yes, please, when you come to California, please. We got to do some tea. I'm going to find us some tea over here somewhere. I'm jealous.
So we'll find some tea. If not,
okay.
I can come up with some stuff.
We can have, if we can't find tea, we can have a martini. That seems
okay. A martini. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Okay. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you all for listening tonight. Please tune in next week where our guest will be the publisher of Iconography Magazine. Again, our call-in number is 914-803-4399, and you can email questions, comments, your opinions, your ideas, your suggestions to info@illusionsbeauty, that's I-L-L-U-S-I-O-N-S, beauty at, I'm sorry, it's info@illusionsbeauty.com. Okay, that was great. Add something extra to that, info@illusionsbeauty.com. Join us every week in the Beauty Lounge, which is our chat room. Also, we'll be coming every once in a while with a beauty breakdown of a different makeup look from a different makeup artist on some celebrity, where you could see it, whether it's in a magazine, on television, an award show, or something like that. So if you see something that you like and you want to know what they use, send us an email at info@illusionsbeauty.com, and we'll get in touch with the makeup artist and try to bring them on the show. Again, thank you to Joelle Lyons from Joelle Skincare, and thank you to Ms. Dee Dee Kelly for that beauty breakdown. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.